Lewis, did you catch the latest trend in the US industrial sector? It's pretty fascinating.
I did, Alice. It seems like they're making a big move into the data center market. A lot of companies are trying to get in on the AI boom, right?
Exactly. Companies like Gates Industrial and Generac are stepping up their game to build and sell specialist equipment. You know, backup generators and cooling pumps for the big players like Amazon and Microsoft.
Oh, and Honeywell is in on it too. I remember reading about their cooling solutions. Chris Snyder from Morgan Stanley was quoted saying the growth in this sector is supersonic because of AI.
That's right, and it's not just Honeywell. Other US-listed companies like Caterpillar and Cummins are also capitalizing on this data center boom.
So, what's driving this shift? I mean, the manufacturing sector has been struggling with economic uncertainty and trade barriers.
That's a good point. While factory activity has been declining, data center spending remains resilient. Analysts predict over $400 billion will be spent on infrastructure this year alone.
Wow, that's a huge number. And hyperscalers like Amazon and Microsoft are responsible for most of that spending. I wonder if this trend will continue next year.
Vimal Kapur, Honeywell's CEO, is definitely banking on it. He said they're focused on pivoting into higher growth verticals like data centers. Those segments are growing regardless of the current conditions.
And they've seen double-digit growth in sales of their new hybrid controllers for data centers. That's impressive, especially in such a short time.
Gates Industrial is another one making waves. They're designing pipes and pumps for liquid cooling, which is essential for the latest NVIDIA chips. Liquid cooling is becoming a must-have in the industry.
And let's not forget Generac. They're trying to rebuild their share price by targeting the hyperscale market. Their core business has been soft, so this could be a lifeline for them.
It's interesting to see how these traditional industrial companies are adapting to the AI-driven demand. It really shows the resilience and adaptability of the sector.
Absolutely. And with the right strategies, they might just find a new growth path in the data center market. It's a smart move in uncertain economic times.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on how this plays out. It's definitely a sign of the times and the direction the market is heading.
Agreed. Thanks for the update, Alice. It's always good to see how companies are innovating to stay ahead.